This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Afghanistan, U.S. planes were seen dropping bombs on frontline targets north of Kabul. The Taliban news agency said U.S. jets carried out raids near Mazar-e-Sharif and near Kandahar. The Taliban militia has forces arrayed against the opposition Northern Alliance in all of those areas. In a show of force today, the Northern Alliance gathered for an unprecedented military demonstration north of Kabul, and NPR's Ivan Watson was there. What did the demonstration look like?
Bob, they were really flexing their military muscles. There were at least 1,500 soldiers on a windswept hill overlooking the Shamali Plain north of Kabul. More than 40 tanks and armored vehicles were there. President Burhanuddin Rabbani was present, speaking to the assembled troops, along with the defense minister, Fahim. Poets stepped up to the microphone, giving poetry. There were green, white, and black flags of the Northern Alliance waving everywhere. It was a moment of pride, and just halfway through the performance, U.S. airstrikes started hitting Taliban positions just 10 miles away from the site of this demonstration.
Can you call the Northern Alliance a real army?
We saw the alliance acting like an army. There were men dressed in uniforms. There was a live fire demonstration where heavy tanks and artillery fired on a hill as infantry troops climbed the hill. It was very dramatic, lots of shooting, lots of explosions. The people looked good under the sun with their flags waving. But we have to keep in mind when we see the pictures of this that most of these men only got their uniforms within the last 2 months. They never had uniforms before this. They didn't have much military training. They still call themselves Mujahideen, which are rebel fighters who fought against the Soviets and fought amongst themselves prior to the rise of the Taliban. These are not a trained army. These are rebel fighters who are looking like an army today.
Has the alliance done any fighting?
Bob, since I arrived here a month ago, this demonstration was the most shooting from the Northern Alliance that I've seen in a month. The front lines here are very quiet. We have Northern Alliance troops behind trenches facing Taliban troops on the other side. We hear explosions occasionally. They fire at each other from time to time with rockets and artillery. But there's been very little fighting on the ground. The exception here is the northwestern Taliban-held city of Mazar-e-Sharif, where there has been fighting on the ground. In fact, on Saturday, both the Taliban and the Northern Alliance claimed that they captured a district called Aku Prek. There's no independent confirmation. The Northern Alliance did report that U.S. launched airstrikes against Aku Prek on Sunday.
There are reports the Northern Alliance has built a new airstrip north of Kabul.
There has been a new airstrip built here. It's pretty important for the alliance. They only control one airstrip prior to this on their territory. There's one airstrip for fixed-wing landings. But yesterday, a plane landed, a twin-propeller small passenger plane landed. It was the inaugural arrival of a plane. This will be important because they're really limited for bringing in weapons and ammunition and humanitarian supplies into this country. They only have a handful of pretty old helicopters that have a very perilous flight. If there's any difficult weather conditions, they cannot fly. The construction of this airstrip is a step forward for them. An example of how isolated this part of the world is, the defense minister was stuck in neighboring Tajikistan for several days. They had to postpone this military exhibition because he just couldn't fly into Afghanistan.
What about sightings of unknown foreigners in your area?
This plane that landed yesterday, I drove up to it right after it had landed. All the Afghans in the region could see it from this flat Shamali plain. I arrived and there were at least five white men in Western clothes getting out. They were being greeted by Northern Alliance military officers. When I went up to ask questions to greet them, I was roughly pushed back into my car. Their identity was kept secret. There's been a lot of speculation. Are there American military forces on the ground? The Pentagon and the Northern Alliance both announced last week that there are up to 100 working here. There have been no sightings yet, so there's a lot of speculation as to their identity.
NPR's Ivan Watson with the Anti-Taliban Northern Alliance north of Kabul.